Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good to be with you, John Mark.
Yes, sir. Well, let's see. There's lots to talk about, even though we sat down and talked not too long ago. Some work taking place in Commerce, various locations having to do with sidewalks. Now, the State Department of Transportation is putting in new sidewalks on the south side of Culver Street in Commerce, and the city will soon begin its own sidewalk project near downtown.
City Council, not in the most recent meeting, but last month, allocated funds for sidewalk and new sidewalk construction along the part of downtown from Caddo Street to Bonham Alley. There's about two blocks there where Laredo's is now located and the spot, and there's a couple other, the antique shop. And so there's businesses right along there that hopefully will be able to help benefit their customers with the new sidewalk. That is the city project.
Well, you mentioned Laredo's in passing. This is a restaurant that has moved into the place where, and there have been several restaurants over the years in that location. Max Place was in there for a time, and there's others going back long before that, I know. But now a new one called Laredo's, which has moved in downtown Commerce.
And I think if you walk along the square and walk up there where these businesses used to be, it's Laredo's Tex-Mex restaurant. And I always like to give a shout out when a new business comes to town. And so they opened a couple of weeks ago. And if you haven't had a chance to eat at Laredo's, I suggest it. I've been there and thoroughly enjoyed it.
And apparently they're doing quite well?
Yes. The people that have been in there when I've been there, and then I was talking with some of the employees. Real busy at dinner time.
Good. This is on Washington Street, there by the barber shop, and
yes,
the prominent corner there of downtown Commerce. Well, that's good news as well. We're talking with the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, and another thing that has taken place recently. Apparently, the Northeast Texas Children's Museum had a very successful event, a fundraising event.
They've had the annual silent auction for a few years. Last year, after all expenses were cleared, the silent auction recognized about $16,500 for the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. And so they had another one here just a couple of weeks ago, about the last week or so of school, Thursday night, and generated over $24,000 in funds, and then there was about $3,000 in expenses. And so this year, the Northeast Children's Texas Museum generated over $21,000. So it's a big check for a wonderful organization. And I know you've been in Commerce a long time. In the 15 years that I've been here, that museum has changed locations a couple of times.
Right.
And where they are now seems to be probably, they'll be for a while, and they're growing, and people come from all over, actually, to the Children's Museum.
Seem well established now.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, we talked with Paul Voss a while back, but Paul has told us about the amphitheater that is going in, and this is kind of on Bonham Alley, but a bit north of Bonham Alley, and that's a pretty exciting project.
And the council approved the funds for that at a meeting, a couple of meetings ago as well. Right where the current farmer's market is, and then beyond that, by the cabinet shop, there's some grassy area that's not being used for anything that goes down to the tracks. And so that area there will have a bandstand and some terraced. And I think that the plan is a 2 or 3 year to phase in, so that area where the farmer's market is will become kind of like a little walking mall and flea market. So it'll be farmer's market, flea market, and people can come and shop. And then from time to time, when we have events, they'll be able to use that amphitheater type grandstand for outdoor music and events.
As a gathering place, right. Very quickly, we're almost out of time, and this is off in the future somewhat, but coming up in November, a new event here, the Susan G. Komen Ride for the Cure.
Yes, we'll have a number of people coming to talk about that in the next 4 months.
Saturday, November 14th is the date for
this.
This is a horse riding event.
Yes, it is. It's Ride for the Cure, Breast Cancer Cure.
Right, but with horses and not with people running. And so that's a new twist as far as I'm concerned. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Good. Mayor John Velotti, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.